What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots, Keith. It's like they fired up. It's dark and hell is hot right before the game. A couple of trained dogs out there on
it
the field.
Worked.
Ooh.
That was good.
Was that a good?
That was a good growl.
I listened to a lot of DMX when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw this crazy fight video that came up on Twitter. I told you my algorithm is absolutely screwed now.
Arkan with the asses and you fights. With these fight videos.
This is insane. So a pit bull bit like this little like Pomeranian or whatever.
Your algorithm?
It's awful.
Dog bites?
Fights. So what happened was.
Dog fights?
Off air or off camera, a pit bull bit like a little dog. So the little dog owner beat the brakes off the owner of the pit bull. Like. To the point where I was like, they can't show this on Twitter.
I got that one, too.
You saw that one?
Yeah, I got that one,
that
too.
That guy just wore it. Like, he was on the ground.
Can I just tell you, I definitely did not get that video. In my algorithm, I got nothing of the sort.
I'm sick about it. I clicked on one fight video, and now it's all I got. So I got to click on, like, puppy videos to kind of wash the timeline.
Right.
It's awful. Every time I go on there, it's just these, like, oh, look at this classroom fight. Oh, yeah. Look at this one. Guy gets, like, thrown off a cliff. I'm like, I don't want to watch this. No, don't show it, Brian. Brian's showing it now. Don't show it on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Don't show it. This guy.
I don't want to see this.
This guy's already on the ground. No, Brian. Thank you.
Yeah, cut that off. Yeah.
The guy gets absolutely destroyed. But anyway.
So hang on.
Stop, Brian. Stop showing it.
Is that part of Brian's algorithm, too?
He had that thing ready to go.
What is wrong with you people?
But that was kind of like the Patriots defense against the Bengals.
Oh.
The Bengals offense was not happy. Yeah, they heard that in their nightmares.
A couple of trained dogs is what that was out
there. The Jonathan Jones tackle on fourth down might be the best like encapsulation of the Patriots defense / special teams. That was such an aggressive, like, and I know he's fast. Like, Jonathan Jones might be the fastest guy on the team.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to hit like that.
I did not expect him to be like Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu. Like, that was sick. And, like, what a tone setter and a momentum swing and all of that. So, if nothing else, the defense is as good as advertised, right? Like, there was a couple months ago, people were like, well, like, if this team is going to have a chance, it needs to have a top five defense.
Yeah.
Like, to have a chance. And I don't know, it's one game, but they made Joe Burrow look pretty mortal. Jamar Chase didn't do much, and, you know, there wasn't much cooking for Cincinnati.
I said this earlier in the show. I think the biggest difference in this team, the reason they won, it was they hit the snot out of Cincinnati right from the start. They crunched them. You're seeing the Jonathan Jones hit now, which, by the way, might have been the play of the game. I'd probably lean Duggar stripping Hudson.
Yeah.
I'd probably lean that as the play of the game.
Yep.
You could get to the Cardona forced fumble on the punt. But that play by Jonathan Jones is a huge one.
Don't sleep on Hunter Henry stripping the ball away in the end zone because that's a big swing.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
And so just the way they hit yesterday, I still don't think Cincinnati broke a tackle. If they broke a tackle, I don't remember it. So the way they tackled, the way they forced Cincinnati to string together plays and work their way down the field, I wasn't ready for them to play that kind of defense. I wasn't sure they would play that kind of defense. No Barmore, no Judon, and I know they didn't have Judon for a large portion of the year. No Bill, which, let's face it, I'm on board with moving on from Belichick, but
yeah,
I thought he had a bigger hand in that defense. Yesterday, they didn't miss him, not one bit.
No, I mean, so Covington and Mayo both have been with the team for a while,
mm-hmm.
but it... you know, much reduced roles. You know, Covington, well, really, they both were position coaches. That's kind of what they were labeled as. So you move on from Bill and Steve Belichick, and now you have the head coach and a new coordinator. And, yeah, no, they were dialing up everything. Like, I don't think Joe Burrow was very comfortable back there.
No.
Plus, this is also a staple of Bill Belichick defenses over the years and the great Super Bowl years. If you have one really good player on offense, you're probably not going to do much, right? Like DeAndre Hopkins, Hall of Fame receiver, against the Pats, didn't do much because that's all they had on offense.
True.
So they would shut him down. You know, if teams have multiple guys, okay, that's a little different story, and then you might have some good games. But when it's one guy, and last night or yesterday, when you look at Cincinnati, who was active with no T. Higgins, you're like, it's just Jamar Chase. And oh, by the way, he doesn't even want to be there. But it was just Jamar Chase, and they shut him right down.
Yeah, so, man, I'm surprised they played defense the way they did. And I see this in the Twitch chat. We probably should have brought this up earlier.
Yeah, what do you got?
You saw Jabril Peppers basically said he tweaked his hip at practice. He couldn't sleep the whole night before the game.
Yeah.
And he, again, I mean, he was running off the field. He's an emotional leader
played
on this
every
team.
Play.
Did you see him coming off the field yesterday?
Yeah.
Into the tunnel. Elliot Wolf, first of all, with his backpack on, just dorking out, like high-fiving people and everything he was doing. And then Jabril Peppers comes off the field and he's like, this is what the F we do.
I know.
Like, this is people doubting
last
us.
Last year, remember what he said?
This is, well, I do.
Yeah.
He said, who was that to?
Was
Saquon.
Saquon.
Yeah.
He's lucky, like, we asked.
You're lucky we asked. Which they were.
I don't know if they're lucky. That just happens to be the case. But, yeah, no, he was all about it.
He's also, like, this is what the F we do. And
that helmet thing that he was wearing?
I kind of believe it. Oh, was he wearing?
I'm sure it's supposed to be.
Was that the Guardian
cap?
Yeah, he was wearing like the slip over the Guardian cap, right? That was it. Peppers was wearing that yesterday.
It's like a modern day Mark Kelso. Didn't Kelso used to wear that thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Like the extra hat.
I know that's what they've been doing in the preseason. Some players were
wearing he was still wearing it in the game. And hopefully it's really safe because it looks terrible. Like, it's just not, it's not good to look at.
He was one of the very few around the league that did.
I didn't see any others.
Jonathan Taylor was supposed to, but I don't think he did.
He was like, I can't do this. Jonathan Taylor probably caught a glimpse of himself in the mirror and was like, I can't. I can't.
No self-respect.
Look good, play good.
No self-respecting man would. By the way, on the guest line, we now have Jabril Peppers. He wants to talk to Keith.
Look good out there, Jabril. Talk us through it.
You got to deal. Who would you rather deal with? Joey Sly or Jabril Peppers? Those are people
either
we would
one
anger
of them.
Today. Yeah.
I'd get pummeled like that guy in the Pitbull video.
Terp's got to deal with Vidarian Lowe now because he's crapping all over the offensive line.
That's true. Of all days, to be
seriously,
down low,
seriously, Turp, how dare you? How dare you?
Oh, so now you get a good look at it. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, that's just. I hope it is healthier. So last week, though, when we're talking to Taylor Twellman, he's like, "You can kind of put whatever you want around it, but if you shake it up enough, like, it's still going to cause damage." Like, I wouldn't call those helmets concussion proof.
No,
maybe a little resistant. Maybe
It looks better with the little slip over it than just the foam on the outside of the
helmet. Well, yeah, I think they probably have to, like, for league rules, put the logo on there, make it look like a helmet.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like, I wasn't ready to see one of those in a real game.
No, I guess I wasn't ready for him specifically to be wearing that.
But to your overall point, like, he was fired up after the game.
And again, the defense was fired up, and that is a Mayo thing. That's something I'll give Mayo and Covington credit for. Like, they looked like they were shot out of a cannon yesterday, and they were hitting the snot out of the Bengals, who kind of looked like they didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
So this goes into our next question. How much of yesterday was about the Patriots? And I think it's a fair amount, but we have to account for a chunk of it was about Cincinnati yesterday, which is why all week I wanted the Patriots and the points. I didn't.
Yeah, you were right.
I didn't say Patriots win. I didn't go there, so I'm not thumping my chest about calling it, but I just didn't trust Cincinnati. It was more about not trusting Cincinnati and all of their contract squabbles and even Burrow's health. The lack of Mixon. Mixon was awesome yesterday, by the way. I don't know if you saw any of that Texans game. Mixon had like
Mixon
160 or something like that on the ground, 159. And so I do think that a good chunk of it yesterday was about the Bengals. And that's not taking away from the Patriots. It's just acknowledging what was obvious yesterday. Cincinnati, not ready to go.
Yeah, last year they lost by 21 to Cleveland week one. You know, they got absolutely the doors blown right off them. And, I mean, you can't say that the contract with Chase wasn't affecting them. I mean, he looked like he didn't want to be there. So that was definitely a part of it. But also, the Patriots made it easy for those guys to be like, all right, we don't have it today. You know, because they were hitting them so hard and they were all over the field.
This is what I think. I think Cincinnati came in not totally locked in, focused on Chase, no T. Higgins. So I get all that. But I do think the Patriots took away their will to want to compete a little bit. Because, again, Cincinnati didn't have a first down until the second quarter.
Yeah, it's pretty dominant.
And the Patriots smacked the snot out of them, as we said a couple of different times. It's Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. But we're joined right now by Patriots linebacker Juwan Bentley. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. And by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Juwan Bentley, how are we doing this week? How's it feel to be 1-0?
Man, it feels great, man. How you guys doing?
Doing really well. We're doing well. I asked this to your teammate Hunter Henry earlier today. I've heard Gerard Mayo talk about it as well. A lot of us, myself included, had our doubts about the Patriots this year. Do you have any message to those of us who doubted you guys going into Week 1?
No, I've never worried about you guys too much. I focus on the guys that do believe and the guys in this building. So that was our main focus, and we stayed locked in.
Well, one of the guys, obviously, that believes in you is your head coach, Gerard Mayo. And I know after the game, he was really giving you guys all the credit, saying this is all about the players. But how good did it feel for you, a guy you've been around for a long time, getting his opportunity to be a head coach for the first time and not wasting any time getting him a win right off the rip here?
Well, definitely feels great just for us to recognize that our hard work wasn't in vain. Obviously, you could always just – we always just put our head down and just kind of get to work. So reaping the benefits of that hard work and dedication is definitely meaningful and means a lot to us.
You guys were hitting yesterday as a team. We were talking before about that Jonathan Jones hit on fourth down. That's something we didn't really know he was capable of. We knew he was fast. We knew he could cover. I didn't know he could hit like that. Were you ready for that level of a hit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jay Jones is nothing new to hard hitting football. You guys is getting a glimpse. I'm saying that's a testament to a whole lot of things that you guys don't necessarily know, but we recognize. So it's no shock to us. We just go out there and do our thing. So it kind of feels good for you guys to kind of be put on notice.
Yeah, no, we're on notice. We are very much on notice.
And
yeah,
So are the Bengals. And I think early on they could tell, like, oh, wait a minute, this is going to be a long day for us on offense. Could you get that sense of the frustration that they were having offensively?
I mean, our focus is never on them. Our focus is just always on us. As far as what they got going on, at the end of the day, this is the big league. This ain't no, like, you can't be worried about all the other things that's happening off the field, stuff that don't matter. What matters is what happens between those white lines. So once we get between the white lines, we're ready to go.
We're talking to Patriots linebacker Juwan Bentley here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We can hear a little bit of the facility there. I was told that it was quite a rowdy locker room after the game yesterday in Cincinnati. Can you give us some insight into what the locker room was like after the win yesterday?
I mean, full of excitement. Obviously, we put a whole lot of work into it. When you reap the benefits and come out with that win, it means a lot. So we're just excited. We were excited about that one. And now we're even more excited to kind of re-up the tank, correct some mistakes, and get right back at it and be able to be ready to go next week against Seattle.
You know, there's been so much attention on Gerard Mayo, of course, being a first-year head coach, but DeMarcus Covington, first year as a defensive coordinator, how much confidence do you guys have in him? It seemed like he was dialing up everything perfect yesterday.
We have a ton of confidence in DeMarcus, man. He always addresses us as just like professional players in the sense of giving us the keys and recognizing different formations and able to make decisions on the defensive side of the ball. And he also kind of thinks in the same realm of us as being that kind of aggressive mentality and taking our shots when we can. Obviously, Cincinnati being a dynamic offense, we had to pick our spots really kind of strategic, especially with Burrow and Chase on the other side of the ball. So I thought we did that. I thought we came out and kind of stuck to our game plan, and we reaped the benefits of that.
No Matthew Judon yesterday for the Patriots. No Matthew Judon all season for you guys. Keon White plugged White right in this season. How has he looked? And what sort of season do you think is in store for him after 2.5 sacks yesterday?
Well, I mean, you guys seen it. You guys seen we just getting the ball rolling so far. Obviously, I'm not going to putting like that on Keon as far as like expectations and things like that. Obviously, we all have high expectations for each other and the entire defense. So just having him have that coming out party is definitely big. We just look to build off of that, not just him, as well as the other rushers and D linemen that we do have on our side of the ball. We just focus on just getting better each and every week.
You see bad tackling around the league every week. You didn't see any bad tackling from you guys yesterday. And I'm curious, how do you practice that when you're really not allowed to practice. Like, I can't imagine how many practices you've had where it's full hitting, full go, full tackle. And I think it, over the course of the last several years, we've sort of seen it take an effect in the league. But I don't think you guys missed a single tackle yesterday. How, I don't know, how can you practice it without practicing it, I guess, is my question.
I would say it's just a huge testament to just Gerard setting up practices in a way. Like, obviously, you can't do as many live tackling, but we found ways to kind of not necessarily bring each other to the ground all the time, but make sure we get our technique down and just focus on the details. Whether, like, at the end of the day, it's getting tougher and tougher to tackle these guys in the open field, especially with all the new rules and all that kind of stuff going into place. But we got to just make it happen. We professionals, we train ourselves and just adapt that. So just us coming out and kind of taking the coaching and focusing on the dynamic players, playing in their hip, all that kind of stuff, and rallying to the football. That's the main thing, is just focus on the fundamentals and running to the football. Those things right there never change. Effort plays and stuff like that. That's stuff that's always going to be important. And we did that yesterday.
You mentioned Seattle a couple of different times, Juwan. It's the home opener on Sunday. What's your message to the fans for the game, the home opener on Sunday against the Seahawks?
Show up, be loud, and just be with us. Be with us. We're excited. We're excited to finally get a home game. We're excited to see all the fans, but even more so, we're excited to just take this week one day at a time and just consistently just get better. Hopefully the fans will stick with us throughout the process and enjoy with us.
Okay. He's Juwan Bentley, Patriots linebacker, joining us here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. Juwan, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Monday. Appreciate you guys.